good vibes in the room today.
You know where it's not good vibes at?
Where?
New York City. Because somebody out here punching girls in the face. Yup, TMZ Verified the podcast. I'm Wild.
I'm Steph.
Why are you laughing?
It's a funny day.
Okay.
Good vibes in the room today.
You know what? That was so shady. You know where it's not good vibes at?
Where?
New York City. Because somebody is out here punching
girls. That was so good.
Somebody out here punching girls in the face.
That's crazy.
I don't know. We ain't laughing. This is not a laughing matter.
This
is the craziest thing I've seen on TikTok since TikTok has been TikToking.
And let me remind you, it's not just one person. It's like 10.
How many videos did you see yesterday?
I saw 8.
I saw legitimately 5 different videos of 5 different girls talking about how they got punched in the face in New York.
It's crazy.
So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about Camila Cabello is in her
blonde era.
Her blonde era? Oh, I was going to call it her black era.
That's better.
I'll explain what I'm talking about. And lastly, we've been talking about and covering this Quiet on Set documentary and the fallout. The Quiet on Set documentary, if you missed it, it's like the Nickelodeon documentary. They're talking about all the horrific things that child stars face. Well, now there's more. But I want to start in New York because I don't know.
What the hell?
And we spent like half this morning trying to figure out, is there like a conspiracy? Is this like a group that is attacking these women? But women are being punched in the face in New York.
So here's what happened. Basically, I wake up yesterday. Everyone wakes up yesterday. And it is video after video of girls in New York City. Mm-hmm. They're all female. And they describe all different people. Some of them are saying the same person. So we don't know if it's like a group of collective, if it's like a tag-along chain kind of thing where they're seeing these TikToks and then doing it. But we're talking these girls have huge bumps on their head. Literally. They are really injured, going to the hospital. Like they are all on their phones. That's the common denominator. And there was one TikTok that described all of them were on their phones and they're all in the similar region of Manhattan specifically.
Mm-hmm. Right. So this all started because about like a week ago, this girl named Olivia posted this video talking about how she got punched in the face. And it was a week ago. So I know we've been seeing this happen over the course of like Monday and Tuesday of this week. But
there's a conspiracy going on. Is it like a Reddit secret group that they all plan this together? Mm-hmm. Is it I think is like it's a separate one guy thing. He's either going around to doing it to multiple people and then the chain's happening because people are posting TikToks and people are horrible.
No, I have seen that on TikTok where people are saying that like maybe it's like a Reddit like incel group.
Yeah. Is it one singular guy that did it to maybe 3 and then the people on TikTok saw that it's trending and then men go around?
It's possible. Like, I feel like it's one of those things where, remember how the killer clowns that were popping up all across America?
Right. It's a trend. Where, as horrible as that sounds, it's like becomes a trend of like, I just can't believe it. These girls have huge knots on their head.
It's messed up.
And it's all in the same spot of injury, like on their head. They're all on their phones. It's in the specific part of Manhattan. It's like very similar, but all a little bit different.
Yeah. And we should say that like the police have not made any arrest. It's also unclear whether any of the girls like filed police reports. It's also New York City. So to be fair, like if a petty crime, a crime like that happened here where someone wasn't like bleeding or like physically impaired by the attack, the police aren't.
In LA and New York, like you have to have an actual crazy, and not that that's not a crime, but like they really like pick and choose.
It got to be a real emergency. Mm-hmm. People got to be bleeding or passed out for the police to jet over in New York City over a punch in the head.
2 girls went to urgent care. That's the only thing that is confirmed.
That's all we know. And then there is one video. So if you're watching us on YouTube right now, or you're not TMZ Verify the podcast on YouTube, but if you're watching us on YouTube right now, we're going to add this little bit in, but there's a screenshot of a video that a woman recorded that she thinks that this is what she claims that this is the man who attacked her. So one of the girls that got punched quickly like pulled out her phone and tried to capture a video of a guy. So she has like the back of a guy's like body. Mm-hmm. And this is a guy that she says attacked her. But like there aren't any like legitimate suspects.
Right.
Police haven't stated that there's like an open investigation.
Right.
And I don't know if it's because of what we talked about where like it's just New York City. So they got bigger problems or what.
Well, here's the thing. Like, let's think about this logistically. On TikTok, there are also girls that have dodged the punches. Mm. So, yes, there's a handful that have gotten actually punched and injured. Then there's the people that are making videos. And again, we don't know. I don't want to, like, ever say, like, they're lying or anything.
Right.
But, like, it is crazy that, like, some people have dodged the punches.
Yeah.
And then they have, like, same descriptions or, like, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing here to keep in mind is, like, something that the girls in New York are doing on TikTok is like putting on helmets before they leave their house, which is so sad.
That is crazy.
No, but it's like I would do.
No,
the same
I know,
thing.
But it's like damn.
Being a girl in this world is like so hard. Like
that is insane.
Wearing helmets to go out of their house because you don't know where it's gonna.
You don't
happen.
Know who the puncher is, honestly.
Yeah, and I hope the men in New York right now are like really looking out for like the women and like let's start like speaking up if you are a man or
exactly.
a woman, like let's start like catching these guys. Not that they're not trying, but it's just like everyone needs to keep their head on the swivel for right now.
Keep no pun intended.
Oh my god.
Oh, next meant, story.
Yeah. I meant, like, let's keep tapping.
No, we're not making fun of this. This is just very serious. So,
yeah.
We'll keep following this, though. We'll let y'all know, like, where it lands.
Yeah, updates for sure. If they, more come. Like, yeah. We're on day two.
And it's already, like, 10 punches.
Yeah.
Well, we got to see where this goes.
Okay.
All right. Let's move on to something a little lighter. Actually, don't know how light this is, but.
Her hair's light.
Camila Cabello, she has returned to music, y'all. Y'all know Camila. I don't even feel like she took some time off officially. She just was doing other things.
I think she went through a breakup and like took a little hiatus.
Took a little bit of hiatus. Camila Cabello is back. If you don't know who Camila Cabello is, I don't even think I need to say that.
She was a part of Fifth Harmony.
Dated Shawn Mendes.
And she's, I would say, obviously the most famous out of the crew.
Like she was on those jet skis with Drake a couple weeks back.
She's very talented. She's...
Yeah, but Camila Cabello is a pop girly, right?
Pop girl.
You would say?
Mm-hmm.
Fifth Harmony was a pop group?
For sure.
Camila Cabello, y'all, has now entered her Negro era.
I'm dead.
Camila Cabello, she has a new song that came out yesterday with Playboi Carti.
Oh.
You get what I'm saying?
Obsessed.
But you see why I said the hip-hop era. Let's play a little bit of Camila's song, and then we'll talk about it. I love it. I kind of don't hate the song, to be honest.
I love it.
Yeah, I don't hate the song.
We love a good pop song, though.
But it's like pop with a little flavor.
Na, 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 na. Yeah.
It does have a little bit of an R&B groove to it.
Flair.
Flair.
An R&B flair.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Sprinkle.
A little sprinkle of R&B. So people are, I've seen like, I'm not going to say people. I've seen like four tweets about people being like Camila Cabello and her black era. And y'all know me, just because I like,
bandwagon.
I was about to say, you know I love this. Any sprinkulation of racism, if somebody's like, yo, this is kind of racist, I'm like, you know what, it might be a little bit.
You literally go like this, you go, maybe.
Maybe. I'm not judging Camila. I don't think this is a bad thing, but like, I kind of like when artists go through these little
black phase. Iconic.
Ariana had a good black phase. Who else had Miley Cyrus had the best black era of all the white girls. Do y'all not remember We Can't Stop? And what's the other video where she was twerking around all the black dudes?
Wrecking Ball.
23. Okay. The one with her and Mike Will Made It. Like, Miley Cyrus was hood. They should have just called her Mileisha for a couple, like, years because she was full-blown black. Who else's black era did you like?
Ariana's. Like, heavy on that. And like, Justin Bieber's.
Oh, Aaron Bieber?
My God. They call it like light skin Bieber.
It was light skin Justin Bieber.
It was so good. I still believe in love. That one.
Okay, what other eras do we like?
I don't know. But I'm obsessed with Justin Bieber's and Ariana's.
I love that. I think.
Is it Ariana or Ariana? Like, does it differ from different people?
Remember she
Light
tried
in the
to
comments
tell-
down below. Because I really need to know. Is it Ariana or Ariana? Because I never know how to say someone's name and I want to be respectful.
All right, let's take this side trip real quick. Remember she tried to tell us, Ariana, that her last name was not Grande a couple years ago? And she
Grandy.
Girl.
You think she's lying?
What the? Yes!
Grandy is Italian. She's Italian. And everyone just said Grande. She went with it.
I thought Grande was Italian, like Starbucks Venti is Italian.
I'm so done with you. I don't know.
Isn't Venti Italian?
I'm like, you would, I don't know.
You go.
I'm supposed to be somehow 24% Italian.
Exactly. You should know this.
I don't look Italian. Like, I don't know.
All right. Back to Camila Cabello. Camila, this is her new song. It's out now featuring Playboi Carti and we kind of like it. So Camila, I know we kind of teasing you a little bit, but like,
no, I love you.
We respect the black era.
You were the most talented out of the five.
Okay. I don't know if I say all that.
In Fifth Harmony?
Yes.
Are you joking?
No, I'm dead serious.
Oh, you can look it up. Everyone agrees with me.
Camila Cabello?
Was the most. She's the only one who's
with
had a
two
career.
Left feet?
Wait, what other Fifth Harmony people have had a career?
Well, I think that this
I'm actually asking.
Successful and talented are two different things.
I don't even know one of their name.
I know all of their names.
What?
Honestly. Dinah Jane, Normani, Ali Brooke, Camila Cabello. There's a fifth harmony.
Oh, I know Ali Brooke.
There's a fifth harmony. I forgot. Lauren.
Lauren what?
Giragu or something. Okay. Sorry if I pronounced that wrong.
Camila Cabello, you're killing it.
I still don't think she's the most talented. I think Normani is the most talented. She can sing and she can dance. Have you seen? Okay, let me not be shady. Camila Cabello can dance.
Are we talking singing or are we talking full package?
You said talented, so I'm talking overall talent.
Okay, I'm talking singing. Let me clarify. Camila, I think you're right about overall. Like if we're doing every category.
I want to drive you crazy. Pull up and done it. Fuck up like oopsie daisy. That's Normani. Okay.
Give it to me, I'm worth it. 2015, bring it back.
All right, let's move on. We have been talking about this for the last couple weeks. The Quiet on Set documentary that dropped a little bit ago, which featured Drake Bell, a number of former Nickelodeon kid stars, just opening up about their experience on set. As a part of Nickelodeon, Drake Bell specifically talked about an alleged, I don't even think we have to say alleged at this point, but he talked about being sexually abused by the Nickelodeon dialogue coach, Brian Peck, who was ultimately charged with the crimes of abusing Drake. But there is going to be so this is a three-part documentary initially, but now we're going to get an additional Quiet on Set episode.
Wow.
Thoughts?
We've had Alexa Nicholas on, who was on Zoe 101. Mm-hmm. We've had Devin, I cannot pronounce his
name. Werkheiser.
Werkheiser on TMZ Verified. They both talked about their experiences, and I think they are really, like, going in on this as well. I think everyone who was, like, a childhood star is really going on social media, expressing, like, what's happening. Obviously, Devin and his podcast crew had a little mishap last week, but they did apologize.
So initially, there were, like, four episodes of this Quiet on Set documentary, but now they're adding another one. So this, like, ID documentary, the new episode is called titled Breaking the Silence, and it's supposed to kind of go deeper into what we already found out, and it does indicate that there will be stories told from other child stars. So I think this is about to get way fucking worse than it already is.
I think this is the tip of the iceberg. Mm-hmm. Like, I think this is, like, really bad. And we're going to find out. I think it's going to take a good, I'm not kidding, Wild, right, 3 years to get to, like, the real, real meat of, like, what happened.
No, for real. I feel like this is, like the Quiet on Set stuff that's happening right now. I feel like this is, like, the Me Too movement for child stars. Like, they coming out being like, hold up. This is all the messed up shit that's been going on.
Yeah, and people are connecting the dots. Like, Amanda Bynes' mental health, was that, like, you know, because of Brian Peck? Like, what about, like, Britney Spears? Did she experience that? Like, she was kind of a child star. Like, all of them.
And we should say that, like, Amanda Bynes' representatives, I think her family, spoke out and kind of clarified that Amanda never went through any of the things that Drake Bell went through or that any of the other cast members went through. But what the hell did she go through then? Like, make it make sense.
In the documentary, there's clear indications that Amanda, Drake, and Ariana, and Jeanette McCurdy, like, all these people actually went through, like, video proof.
And it doesn't, like I said, it doesn't necessarily say that, like, each person was assaulted or abused, but it does, and we saw videos of it being very uncomfortable situations, at least for Amanda, and she might not have felt uncomfortable at the time, but, like, to see a video of a young Amanda Bynes in a pool with a grown-ass Dan Schneider is, at least, at the very least, uncomfortable. It doesn't mean that Amanda was abused, she didn't say she was, she never said she was, but, like, it's weird.
All the clips are highly, like, inappropriate.
Yeah.
I would say factually inappropriate.
Yeah, they're definitely, like,
or could be construed as, like, adult content.
Yeah, no. So it's like I said, it seems like every or a lot of these kids, even if they weren't necessarily victimized or, like, physically abused, it seemed like they were,
they either
unfortunately
know
or were put in
yeah
other risque situations.
No, totally.
Yeah, like, I don't want to, why would I get in the jacuzzi with a grown-ass man?
Well, like, and it seemed like they didn't have the choice.
They didn't, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I talked about this last time. Like, I really mean it. Like, back in the day, even now, like, once you get that opportunity to be on a Nickelodeon show, it was huge.
Yeah.
If Dan Schneider, like, or Brian Peck, like, tries to do something inappropriate, you're a child. You don't want to lose your job or your spot at Nickelodeon. Like, there's such a weird power trip happening.
And I don't know if, like, kids, like, younger kids these days know, because, like, Nickelodeon's still around.
But it was,
like,
different then.
I was going to say,
all,
like,
that was, like, you came home
yeah
and you had your snack after school and watched it, like, on the dime, like on the time.
It was like how people are TikTok famous now. It's like getting on Nickelodeon was, like, instant, you're TikTok famous. Like, that was the level of fame that every kid in the world aspired to be.
Great comparison.
It's like Nickelodeon, Disney kid, like everybody wanted to be a star on one of those networks.
Right. So imagine you have a million followers on TikTok and they go, okay, well, if you don't let this guy bathe in a jacuzzi with you, like you're going to lose it all. And then you're like, okay, and you're 12.
Right. Yeah. So it's like the kids were put in very,
very, very compromising positions. For for sure.
Last story. Then we're getting out of here. But I'm telling y'all, this is the craziest thing that I've heard from celebrities all week.
What?
So Rebel Wilson has a new memoir coming out.
Okay.
And in the memoir, she talks about, you know how celebrities, they have memoirs.
They really go into the archives and they like bring up random stuff.
The spiciest story
I can't
from their
wait
entire
to
lives.
Hear. What is it?
Rebel Wilson, so she did a movie with Sacha Baron Cohen. That is Borat, like the Borat guy, the actor who plays Borat.
Okay.
And she claims that during the movie set, like while they were filming, he came to her and said, hey, Rebel, can you stick your finger up my asshole? I don't know how much of that we got to bleep, but he literally wanted her to stick. It was during.
Was it while we were filming Borat?
No, they were in the they were in the movie together. It came out
a while ago.
It's called The Grimsley Brothers.
This is unhinged.
The Brothers Grimsby is the name of the movie that came out a while ago. So this was like, I don't know, years ago.
No.
But she said that while they were filming the movie, he came up to her and said, "Can you do a little tingulation?"
And what'd she say?
Obviously, no, girl. She didn't want to stick her finger up my stick in the asshole.
Could you imagine if in the office one of any of us
oh my God.
Comes up to their desk and goes, can you do that?
Hey, by the way, can you stick it in?
You know what? Now, these sets need HR.
We should say that Sacha Baron Cohen's team has said that, first of all, they were on the set of a movie. They were filming the movie. Sasha's team had submitted these like anonymous letters from people that were either on the set, filming the set, working around the space to prove that their story is correct. So what Sasha's team is saying is that it was never like a sexual harassing manner. It was they were filming this movie that required a lot of improv. And sometimes Sacha Baron Cohen, a.k.a. Borat, would have these really like risque, like improving moments. So they're saying that it wasn't like sexual as much as it was just a part of his comedy like thing that he does on sets when they improv and do weird things.
Right.
Have you seen Borat, by the way?
No.
Oh, it's
but I know
really
what it, I know what it's
yeah,
about.
It's gross.
But here's the hard thing about this. It's like the same thing as like every scenario when it happens. Like it's your word against mine kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think if you have people writing on your behalf and you were said that you did something inappropriate, I'm not sure if that really categorized. You're safe now. And I also don't know if that doesn't mean that like if he said it in a joking way and Rebel Wilson took it like a little too serious,
right.
That's not fair either. You just don't know. I think that's like they're both right, I guess. Like, because unless we have a recording, bring out the tape. You know what we always say? Me and Wilde in the like office, we always go, roll the tape.
Roll the tape.
Roll the tape because
you everything.
Never said that.
Yep.
Like, I never said that. Roll the tape.
So, like I said, Sasha's saying that it was all kind of like in filming fun, in a sense. Rebel Wilson's defense, though, y'all, she's been talking about this for years. Like,
right.
She did an interview a while back and she suggested that or claimed that Sasha was repeatedly asking her to be naked on the set of this.
Okay.
Her story's been like hella consistent.
Yeah, if you're consistently creeping me out and being inappropriate on set.
So I think that's the question here is like, how far is too far, even if we're doing like improv type shit? Like, is it like.
I think that, and maybe people won't agree with me, on just like TMZs, there's cameras everywhere. Like if you said Stephanie punched me at lunch and I'm like, no, I didn't. And they're like, roll the tapes. On the set of like all these movies, especially like the children actors,
true.
Like we should have cameras literally documenting everything. Because it's like, yeah. I know that's a crazy take, but.
Yeah.
We need it on film.
What's the craziest thing you've ever said or done in the workplace?
You think I can say that on this podcast?
Oh, I can.
What?
So one time, it involves you.
No. What is it going to be? Guys, no.
Flash back to like 7 months ago when Pound Town was like the biggest song in the world. I was singing it.
You are not going to sing
it. I was singing it every day. Every single day, I was singing Pound Town loud in the office and no one blinked. No, because I'm crazy. They all know that. So one day, I'm like, Pound Town, you know, then I go, my coochie pink, my booty hole brown. And Stephanie goes, they're both pink. And I go, oh, what? But we was at work.
You are canceled.
Okay, so maybe it's just me. That one wasn't on you. That was just me being inappropriate.
Also, maybe I wasn't talking to you. Maybe I was on the phone.
We was sitting next to each other.
Roll the tape. Roll the tape.
All right, we got to get out of here.
Bye.
Until next week.
Guys, we only have 2 more weeks to Coachella, baby.
And we're getting ready. So if y'all see me, oh, by the way, if you see me, if you're watching on YouTube and you're like, why are you in workout clothes? It's because we're getting ready for Coachella and I've been at the gym like every day.
Literally same. Yeah, and I was going to say something else, but I can't.
What?
You know how much I'm obsessing over my outfits mm-hmm. every single second. Mm-hmm. Like in my phone right now, it's just like outfit, outfit, outfit. No. It's a lot. Okay. I don't know what the hell I'm wearing. I know you already have your outfits planned.
I do.
Packed, probably.
I just got to get my body together until then.
You think you can lose a lot of weight?
I don't need to lose weight. I'm already sick.
Oh, then what do you need?
I just want to tighten it up a little bit.
Oh, okay. I don't think you can tighten up in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Hey, No. I'm saying like you got to be realistic about your body expectations. You look perfect as is.
Thank you, friend. All right. Until next week, we'll see y'all later. Bye-bye. Say bye.
Bye.